I bid you welcome to worship God in the old way, in song, in music, in prayer at this time by Reverend Francis Smelt, White Springs Methodist Church.
May we all bow our heads as we pray. We come to Thee, dear Lord, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon with truly thankful hearts. We are thankful that Thou hast been mindful of us. We are thankful that Thou hast provided us with this beautiful world in which to live. And we are thankful that Thou hast provided us with this wonderful program that we might attend this day. And we pray that as we begin this program, that we might begin it with our thoughts on Thee, and that each performance and each performer might lead us closer and closer to Thee, that when we leave this place this day, we will go in the certain knowledge that we have been in Thy presence. We thank Thee for this special day. Each of us thank Thee for our mother and for the mothers that have meant so much in our life. And we pray that Thou wouldst bless each mother and the memory of those mothers that have gone to be with Thee. Grant that all that we do and say this day might be pleasing and acceptable unto Thee. We pray in His name. Amen.
At this time, Shirley Stanfield will lead us in congregational singing.
If you will turn to your sheets of the program, you will see that we have the words to a number of our hymns that have grown up with our Southland. And we will sing from these words off and on throughout the program. The first you see is the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Preceding each hymn, we have selected certain portions of Scripture which seem to be in fitting with the thought or the message of each hymn. And for this one, the Scripture reads as follows. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. May we sing, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Proud to present the old ways of Florida, not only the old ways of Florida, but the wide, wide world. And at this time, I'm going to present our good friend, Aubrey Fowler from Live Oak, who has a special treat and surprise for us. Come on, Mr. Aubrey.
Thank you very much, Miss Thelma, and it is really a pleasure and quite a privilege to present the one who shall appear here next for us this afternoon. For the past few years, we have known a bit more of what it means to say that America has been the melting pot for the nations throughout the world. And as they come and as they go, we learn to love them, and many of them have come from other nations and other places and endeared themselves to us, and it is no less true of the one that's going to appear now. Some months ago, we took our boy up to school up in Valdosta State College, and when first entering, we went over to have a meal in the cafeteria, and someone said, "Here's a young gentleman we'd like you to meet. He's one of our exchange students that's come to go to school. We'll be in school here this year." Little did I think that he would so endear himself to our family and to those of you that he has met in such a short period of time. He has done that because he is a real person himself. Coming to us from southeastern Norway, the rural section of the country, he has rooted and grounded in him the rural life of Norway. And a great Scandinavian he is, a Christian gentleman, a young fellow with a great future, and one who has said to me many times since being here how much he loved America, the American way of life, and the people. And certainly, Miss Thelma, after talking with Aud, there is but a little bit of water between our way of life and theirs and the countries throughout the world. And I think that you will know more about what I'm saying after you have heard him. We'd like you to know him before he leaves this afternoon. The guitar that he's playing on here this afternoon, he brought it with him from Norway also. A great guy, and I would appreciate it very much if you'd give him a great big hand. It's Aud Hogen from rural southeastern Norway. Let's give Aud a hand as he comes out. Aud, if you will. I'm going to ask Aud, and by the way, it was my privilege to introduce him some months ago to a group, and someone said, "How is it spelled?" I said, "O-D-D." So I'm learning that it's odd to say Aud when it's spelled like that. That's the way it's spelled anyway. And we pronounce his name, H-A-U-G-E-N, Hogen, in English. I'm going to ask Aud. I wouldn't know what he says anyway, and I won't know what he sings other than it's going to be good. We want him to sing in his Norwegian tongue, and I think it would be better for Aud to tell you himself what he's going to sing. Aud, if you will, please.
I'm going to sing a little song which was very popular in Norway some years ago about a little flower girl. Jeg går og rusler på Ringerike, på stille stier jeg sjelden går. Da kommer mot meg en liten pike, en lubben unge på 5-6 år. Hun bærer blåveis i sine hender, hun danser lykkelig på vårens vei. Hun løper fra meg som en venn hun kjenner, og står og smiler så tillitsfullt. Hun løper fra meg med takk i blikket, hun danser lykkelig på vårens vei. Hun løper fra meg og aner ikke at det var hun som var god mot meg.
Thank you very much, Aud. It's a great privilege to have you here today. Standing waiting to come on, and they have come a long way to be on the program, and I believe they've been on the program every year. The Hickory Bottom Harmoniers from Jennings, Florida, who are going to do some old-time spirituals for us at this time.
And I know from the Hickory Bottom Harmoniers, from the pew church of Rasmussen. joy. Will be by and by. Red Bible musician. Will be Jesus is a rock in a weary land.